Hello, and welcome to Affirmation Nation with me, Bab Duque. Hello, and no offense, but happy hump day. This Wednesday, I would like to read a listener letter. It reads, "Hi, Bob. Long-time commiserator, first-time writer." I don't understand that. "As a leading authority in general life troubles, I thought you might be able to shed some light on a health concern of mine. I've been experiencing a crunching sound and sensation in my left kneecap whenever I extend my leg. I'm only 26, so I assume it can't really be that serious, right? Thank you for your time and attention to this matter. Inexplicably yours, Johnny." Johnny, this is a very serious matter indeed. The crunching in your leg might be patellar tendonitis, but is more likely a condition known as knee cereal. As a byproduct of the cellular waste process, our bodies produce a certain amount of inedible grains. The human machine does a great job of breaking down most complex carbohydrates and converting them to energy. However, some carbs derived from our modern diet, i.e. white flour, most gums, and cardboard, cross a line from being complex to being variegated or trippy. Imagine REM frontman Michael Stipe as a carbohydrate, and you can begin to get the picture. This free-floating detritus bonds together, forming pink hearts, yellow moons, orange stars, and green clovers. To combat knee cereal, you'll want to cut out all carbohydrates from your diet and soak the knee in milk, which can help soften the clumps of cereal. And for just about any patellar ailment, remember these six little magic words. Arnica gel, arnica gel, arnica gel. Best of luck, Johnny." Hello, and welcome to Affirmation Nation with me, Bab Duque.